So welcome to Moving Thoughts, and on the show today we have the lovely Sheila Q.
Oh, the lovely Sheila Q. Hey, I have to comment on that opener, Mike Michalishan. That was a great selection. a little John Zorn to start off the
show. Oh, you always need some John Zorn to start it off.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was trying to debate, like, how should I introduce Sheila? Like, beautiful, like, intelligent, charismatic. I'm like, I got to combine it somehow, like some crazy combo.
Crazy combo. I am some kind of crazy combo. I like it.
Very true.
Amazing.
So welcome to Moving Thoughts.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on the show. It's sounding great so far.
Yeah.
You did a great job last week.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I really enjoyed Michael Goldblum.
Yeah.
Like a very interesting man.
Definitely. Absolutely.
But you're on the show.
Yay.
So I'm going to get to interview you.
All right.
So you're involved with so many things, Sheila. Introduce yourself to the viewers or listeners if they don't already know you.
All right. My goodness. Where to begin? Well, I've been with CJMQ for the last 2.5 years, I guess, and have been producing a show called DH Radio that runs Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 here at good old CJMQ. I'm a townshiper born and raised, grew up in Richmond and moved back there in 2003, where I'm currently living and raising two boys. And I have a big kind of media connection. DH Radio, Dishpan Hands, came about as a result of my column in The Record. Okay. And that I've been writing for 3 years now, as of this August. It's a lot of, pop culture stuff going on in the townships, a lot of great Canadian music, and that's that. I have, it's so hard to know where to start with my life. It's weird to be sitting in this chair interviewed by you.
Yeah, you're on the other side.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So begin anywhere.
Okay.
Wherever makes sense for a good story.
Well, let's see. I guess one of the main reasons for talking with you this evening, especially to include the Bishop's community, considering Moving Thoughts has that great focus on academia, is that as much as I have my media life, I have a whole other work life too. And I work through Townshippers Association based out of here in Lennoxville. Mm-hmm. And I run a project called Make Way for Youth, that is attached to a greater province-wide project called Place aux Jeunes en Région.
Okay.
Place aux Jeunes and Make Way for Youth help youth 18 to 35 settle in different regions of the province. So my responsibility is quite unique in that I have the only English project out of the 66 Place aux Jeunes en Région projects, and I have the only one that's regional. So instead of being responsible for an MRC, which is a division of the province, which includes a certain number of, usually probably around 20 or so municipalities. Okay. I have the whole Estrie region, which is 108 municipalities and 7 MRCs together. And so the only English project and the only regional project. And it's a lot of fun helping young people come and discover our area.
That's neat. That's really, I bet you can do a lot of networking doing that. You have such a large territory.
Absolutely. And really, I think that it would have been very difficult to have somebody come in and do this job as migration agent. That's the title that we have in this kind of role, these 66 migration agents across the province. It's kind of funny because sometimes you would think that some people will be like, migration, do you work with geese? I'm like, no, not really at all. That it has to do with helping young people migrate to different areas of the province. So I look after the Estrie, and it would have been very difficult to have somebody do this job that didn't already know the area. It was really fun to be able to sell it, having grown up here.
That's neat. So what other projects are you involved with in the Estrie region? I could imagine that doing the networking you do, you would be involved in many projects.
Well, as far as projects go, I try to keep the focus really about Make Way for Youth and then be involved in things that are kind of satellites from that. So I do help out as far as some of the different projects that go on through Townshippers Association, because being that my funding goes through the association and that they're considered my promoters. I am a part of the staff there and sit on our staff meetings and participate in being actively aware and involved in what is going on through Townshippers Association. And it's so much fun. There's so many, and it's really from, it's all ages. And that's one of the things that I really adore is being able to work with people who have projects that are with the elderly, with kids, with families, and really dynamically involved in the community. So that's a lot of fun. But I've had a lot of involvement over the years in the townships, in that, my goodness, I've worked in the schools and the school system through the ETSB for off and on, probably since about 1995 or so.
Okay.
And I was a Girl Guide leader for 7 years in the townships. I was involved in scouting as well, too, and that sort of thing. And whenever you get involved with families and kids, it just sort of spreads out. So there's quite an interesting network that has developed as a result of that. And now my focus is the 18 to 35 demographic.
Okay, could you maybe describe Make Way for Youth a little more in depth?
Sure. As far as what I provide now, when you talk about helping young people come to live in the area, mm-hmm. there are two main parts of what I do. One would involve individual support. So if there are people who are interested in coming to live here who are brought to the website for Place aux Jeunes en Région, which is placeauxjeunes.qc.ca. If you want to have a look at the Estrie community, what you would do is go to placeaujeunes.qc.ca and then click on the link that says m'inscrire, which is to sign up. And you can have a look at, it's divided up by region and the province, so you can click on Estrie and then you'll see English-speaking community. So by signing up there, you wind up learning about events that are going on in the townships, news stories, history of the area, incentives, depending on the communities, of where you can go, you can settle and have either funds towards buying a house or tax breaks or that sort of thing when you come to settle in a community, or some companies that help you get set up in the town where their company is located. And also job postings. So I go through regularly on all these different job posting sites and get permission. I can contact the employers themselves to get permission in order to post them on my site. And then it's kind of a great way of helping people get that aspect of things going. So individual support is one main thing, Mike. And then mm-hmm. the other thing that I know that you're aware of and actually had a chance to participate in is a few times a year, usually three or four, I organize what are called Discovery Days weekends. And that's a weekend when a young person in that demographic, 18 to 35, is invited to come and discover the Estrie region. And everything from travel to accommodations, food, tourist experiences over the course of the weekend, it's all inclusive and free, which is a pretty sweet deal.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a weekend-long experience with about 15 young people in that are around those ages between 18 and 35. And it just gives people a chance to come down and actually see and experience the area, meet people who already live here at networking activities and meals and that sort of thing. And have an idea about it before having to make that leap.
Okay.
To move to the area. So it's sort of a way of beginning the process. Some people already know that they're coming. Sometimes I'm contacted by, for example, one great couple that I've worked with through Make Way for Youth, or Dan Smith and Suman Jim, who are a couple where Dan knew that he was coming to work at Bombardier in Valcourt as a patent agent, and Suman was looking for work. So through my services, we were able to find her a job working at this brand new community learning center that's going to be starting up in Richmond. So she's super excited about that. They bought a house in Valcourt, and it's really so fun.
That's great. Could you maybe explain how these events work? Like, maybe explain the one that I went to.
Sure. The one that we had in July, which would have been the first one that you attended, Mike, was it was at Jouvence. It took place at Jouvence for the whole weekend. What happened was we had people who were coming in by bus that we went to pick up, and as a convoy, we went to Jouvence, which is a beautiful park or beautiful resort sort of thing that's located in the middle of Orford National Park. And how Jouvence works, it's a nonprofit organization, and it's just such a beautiful spot. It was a great place, I think, to bring all our group together. So that was where we were staying and where most of our meals took place over the course of the weekend. We had our own cottage there called the Orpiste, which is off the beaten trail. Translation of it. About a 30 person, it sleeps about 30 people.
It was so
cottage.
Beautiful.
So great.
For people who've never been there, I guess it would be a lot. It's just such a beautiful cabin.
Oh, it's amazing. And yeah. That's one of the interesting things about Jouvence is they have a hotel, mm-hmm. and then they have cottages that are kind of more around one end of Lake Stukely, and then everything is based around Lake Stukely in the middle of Orford National Park. And then the Orpist is off to itself. It's about 1.2 kilometers, I believe it is, from the main base for Jouvence. And so that was it. We had our own dock, we had our own kayaks, our own sweat lodge, our own guide, Denis Jacob, who was a superhero.
Oh, such a cool guy.
Wow.
I love the guy.
He's just amazing. And it was such an interesting stay. We had campfires and you know, had a chance to bond and talk about what was going on for the everybody's lives and what they were interested in doing and looking for. And on this Saturday, we went into Sherbrooke to visit the farmer's market that's at Marché de la Gare. It's the old train station right in the heart of Sherbrooke by Lac des Nations, and then headed back out to Jouvence for the evening. So the summer ones are a little different. It kind of depends. Every weekend is unique to itself. Sometimes there are more workshops that go on. For example, let me see. Oh my goodness, I've brought groups to visit the Granite and Hauts-Saint-François MRCs, where we did everything from have sort of work employability skills workshops. I've had other workshops that were involved in how to perform in an interview and tips for things that you can do, or how to improve sort of your interview approach when it comes to landing a job. We've visited the Dark Sky Preserve and saw the Perseids meteor showers last summer at Lac Mégantic. In January, we had Jake and the Leprechauns, Sherbrooke indie band, perform for us at this, we had a big kind of gala evening in Stansted called One Night on the 45th Parallel, and Brave the Cold, because it was cold out. We had Pat Gauthier, who is part of the Stansted Cultural and Recreational Center, take our group on a walking tour and tell us about the history of Stansted. In March, we attended all of the festivities for St. Patrick's Day in Richmond, including a big St. Pat's party on the Friday night. On Saturday, we visited the Bombardier Museum. We saw a Celtic concert, and they attended the parade on the Sunday. So the last one was the Jouvence one in July, and then in September, it was all centered around Townshipers Day. We were in Stansted for the weekend, so there was the big murder mystery supper on the Friday night, which was a lot of fun. Wasn't that great?
Oh, that was so good. You're such a good actress.
My goodness. Well, it was a lot of weeks of getting ready for that with the cast. And Pat Gauthier, again, from the Stansted Cultural and Recreational Center. That night wouldn't have happened without Pat. He's the one that brought it together, and it was such an amazing evening. And let me see on this. Then Townshipers Day, we had a great supper and a little concert at Millie's. It was one of the last weeks that Millie's Diner was open in Stansted. And so every Discovery Days weekend has its own flavor and character. And even if there are some people who return from a previous one, there's always a different dynamic each time. It's really really something.
I found the really good thing about that event was so many people live in Eastern Townships but never really explore it.
Yes.
And like, we live in such... This place is such a diverse place.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on. There's so many interesting little corners and pockets where there's a neat little museum or a neat little reserve or all these things. And we never really get out to explore it. And I find that your program's so good because you can introduce people to it.
Sure.
You can only bring people into the area, but you also bring people to the area and showing all the amazing things that this place has to offer.
Well, I think one of the things that I've come to realize after years of involvement on campus at Bishop's and Champlain is that often, particularly when it comes to Bishop's University, many people arrive here with kind of an expiration date on their stay in the townships. They're not expecting to stay. You know, often they expect to come and have a few really fun-filled years of post-secondary schooling to discover what it is they want to do in life, to make some great friends, and then to leave. And as much as, yes, I understand why there is a tricky thing with retaining youth in the Estuary region, and that those who have grown up here often need to spread their wings and go and visit other areas, I think it is that people who come for a very brief period of time and stay kind of in a cloistered corner just missed out on so much fun and so much culture and a lot of great adventures too.
Yeah, I mean, people travel across the world. When they go, say someone goes to school in like London, England,
mm-hmm.
they explore the culture, they explore the island, they do all that stuff.
Yeah.
People come here to the estuary, and I know some people who do go and explore, sure. but many people don't. Maybe people just stay, I'm speaking towards, you know, Bishop students.
Yeah.
A lot of people just, you know, stay in the bubble and have a good time, but don't...
They don't have
that same drive to explore this interesting area, you know, such a culture-rich area.
It probably works both ways, too. I would imagine that it's true that there would be a hesitance as well on the part of some of the community to interact with or connect with or welcome the students as well, too, because sometimes there's a bit of a lack of understanding or connection. And having been a student on campus, I really like being the opportunity to be able to act as a liaison between Bishop students and the greater community. You know, there's being that I have this interesting sort of media existence here, I feel really comfortable with sharing that, you know, and also the fact too that it doesn't have to be all about a white picket fence and a dog and it can be whatever you want it to be, you know, you know, sort of 9 to 5 and coming home and sitting on the couch and whatever. All of that is fine and great and part of life. And yet at the same time, man, I mean, I'm a concert reviewer and a music reviewer in general. And I've been producing this show for a couple of years and meeting all kinds of super interesting people that I never dreamed I would be able to connect with, you know, like Ian Kelly, who's going to be on the show tonight. He's been on the show on DH Radio a couple of times and will be performing here Saturday night. And I get to talk with him, you know, and I've established my media life in the townships. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have to go and do this somewhere else. My boys get to go to the school that I went to, be safe and cared for and super well educated at St. Francis in Richmond. I couldn't ask for a better school for my children, you know. So there's that aspect of it as well, too, that I have to have a rock and roll life. It's in me. That's what I'm meant to do. And I also want to have the things that make my family safe and comfortable in the townships.
I find that one of the things for me as a student is that I find that bishops and even in the townships that it's so easy to get involved in things.
Oh, totally.
There's just something about it. I don't know if maybe it's because of my age or it's because this is the time of my life. But I find that this area is so easy just to reach out and you just get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I find for joining clubs, next thing you know, you could be president of the club and running all these events.
Yeah.
I really just showed up here at CGMQ randomly one day and now I'm on a radio.
Yeah.
And I find that and for Bishop students, but also would feel for many people in the S3 that
if you want to get involved.
If you simply step out, you can take it. You know, yeah. It's such an interesting phenomenon for me.
Yeah, well, I think that part of it has to do with, you know, if you decide that your life is going to be rich and interesting and filled with stuff that inspires you. Oh man, it just so can be. Just decide where it is that you want to be, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
the show, even though we kind of segued a bit, not really, but kind of, the show is very much focused on the Bishop's community.
Sure.
And I want to ask, what can Make Way for Youth offer to Bishop students? What are some of the benefits that Bishop students can reach out and take?
Well, that's a great question. I think that the idea of this is to help lift that expiration date that I was talking about, that famous thing where you arrive here in first year and you're already sort of to a certain extent anticipating your last year and going off somewhere else. But it doesn't have to be the case. And I think as well, one of the things that's changing big time for the S3 region is that I think some people at times have thought, oh, it's sort of a failure if I stuck around and I didn't leave and whatever. No. If you're going to lead a great life, man, just do it wherever you decide you're going to. So I'm really proud to be a liaison between Bishop students and that sort of outside world of the rest of the S3. Now, there's the Eastern Townships, which is a historical region and is quite vast, like from Drummondville to Victoriaville to the down towards the border in Stanstead and out west as far as Granby, I guess. The S3 isn't quite that big that I'm responsible for. It's a little smaller than that. It's from just the other side of Richmond to the city of Asbestos down to Lac Mégantic, Stanstead, and then as far the westernmost kind of areas are about Eastman and that kind of region. So offering these. Now, Bishop students are totally qualified to be able to attend a Discovery Days weekend, and there will be one coming up in February that will be held at Jouvence as well. I've booked the off-piste again just to have an experience in another season at that same cottage that mm-hmm. everybody just fell in love with completely. So we'll be tubing and cross-country skiing and skating on the lake at night. We can play hockey out there as well, too. We're going to have a sugaring off. The sweat lodge will be functional then as well. And we'll be bringing, instead of having people travel around when the weather can be kind of sketchy, mm-hmm. we're going to be bringing super interesting people in to present to our group at the Alpiste Cottage itself. So it's going to be really, that'll be really super interesting.
So how many people do you think you can hold for that event?
Between around 15 to 20 is where we'd have to cap it.
Okay.
And if they want more information about it, they can email me at MWFY. So that's Make Way for Youth, MWFY@townshippers.qc.ca. As far as the event goes, the other things that I help people work on is job placement. So I can help them find jobs. I can help them find internships if they're looking for an internship somewhere, no matter what they're studying. And I also summer jobs as well too. So if there are students that decide, you know what, I think this year I just sort of feel like staying around and experiencing mm-hmm. what it's like, because it is a very different town in the summer
yeah,
months.
Yeah, it is.
So there are people that I can help out as far as that goes as well too.
And it's your job.
But it's a total passion too.
Oh yeah.
Like about 2 years ago, I had this big thought where I was working as a librarian at Richmond Regional High School. I was there from 2006 to 2010. I loved my students and all the staff. It was a great experience. But I was kind of ready for something else. And one of the things that I realized was that what I really wanted to be in life, it's like in the past, I kind of decided, no, I don't want to be Cinderella. You know, that was never the direction I was going in, but I would really like to be a fairy godmother. And that's sort of what this feels like. And one of the interesting things is I can help people out with every kind of service you can imagine. And I can also help students get in touch with, you know, if they're looking for a place to live, if they're looking for any kinds of services, if it comes to health, if it comes to having fun, socializing, networking, connecting with the community, volunteering, whatever. You know, it's that whole thing of exploring. One really exciting thing that's going to be happening is very soon there will be events happening on a monthly basis where Make Way for Youth, people who are in the area, will be getting together for suppers and activities and events and that sort of thing. So it'll be really fun to maintain that connection with the people who've come to settle here.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it's
I like
great.
It. It's so busy. It's so amazing. It's something you can just step right into.
It stops, man.
I mean, I stepped into it over the summer, I guess. I mm-hmm. just kind of slipped into it, and I've never looked back. It's just been amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We've got some great things coming up. Actually, you'll be able to see me on campus next week. One of the cool things that's happened in the last few weeks is that I have my community psychology students, a little team of five who are working with me through Bishop's University and Kilchak Matsya's class, and we'll be doing some events to promote and create invisibility. I'm going to be invisible.
Yeah.
No, the reverse. We're going to create visibility for... it's Wonder Woman, Invisible Jet, I don't know. Create visibility for Make Way for Youth on campus, and also create visibility for a young entrepreneur in the area who has a great vegan cupcake business called The Cat and the Cupcake. If you go to catandcupcake.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. And Marissa Sandlin will be promoting her cupcakes and providing cupcake delivery on campus. That'll be happening for the month of November, every Thursday.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be
I've
so good.
I've had them before. Anyway, enough about, we can talk an entire episode about cupcakes. Easily.
Yeah. So we'll be on campus on Tuesday from about 11 to 1 o'clock or so in front of the library and in the sub-building. Mm-hmm. And then again on Thursday, we'll be taking orders for people to be able to try samples of the cupcakes, and we'll be taking orders. And then the following week, we'll have our first delivery. So it's pretty neat.
Good.
And for all those who are ordering for the month of November, they will get a mustache. To go with it's the strangest thing ever. They get a mustache, a beautiful, highly groomed fake black mustache that's curly on the corners to celebrate Movember. So you get mm-hmm. cupcakes and you get a mustache, so you can, you know, support.
It's a perfect combination.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You brought up something that one last question I want to ask you is about. How do you think Bishop students can, what they have to offer the townships?
Oh my goodness. You know, so much. So much. The energy and creativity and ideas and connection and an acceptance too. You know, it, as much as Bishop students come and live with us for however much time that they do within the Estuary region and here specifically in Lennoxville, come and take their place. In order to kind of foster and create something that's that much stronger, oh, reach out and show what you got, because it'll do everybody so much good in the Eastern Townships to share their vitality, to share their ideas, their knowledge about current things, and that being immersed in education and current stuff or studying history, whatever you're studying, you know, like bring that knowledge and that energy out to the greater community. That's a beautiful thing. And it'll just energize all of us here in the Estuary. As a lifelong townshiper, I just welcome everybody on campus to reach out, whether you're a staff member or a student, connect with us, you know, kind of reach out and be a part of the community. And Townshipers Association is a great way to do that. So if you want more information, you can even just go through Townshippers Association. You can visit townshippers.qc.ca, or you can give us a call at 819-566-5717. That's 819-566-5717, and ask for Sheila Quinn.
And just a reminder, your email is mwfy@townshippers.ca.
.qc.ca.
Oh, .qc.ca.
Yeah, MWFY as in Make Way for Youth. So if anybody's like the M, what? MWFY as in Make Way for Youth. Townshippers.qc.ca.
Perfect. Now, to celebrate you and your awesome radio show that brought me in here, I'm going to play a song, so maybe you can introduce this one for me.
Yeah, sure. Well, tonight on the show is a star that I discovered, it would have been, my goodness, May of 2009, I guess, was the first time that Ian Kelly was on my show. And I went to see him perform in Trois-Rivières. Around that same time, and have continued to follow his career since then. He put out a new album called Diamonds in Plastic in May that's doing very well, and he's going to be performing here in Sherbrooke at the Granada Theater on Saturday night. So for more information, check out the Granada Theater website. Give them a call at their box office if you'd like to get tickets, because I know there are some remaining. And just do it. It's the perfect show for the fall. Ian is this very handsome lumberjack looking fellow, and this is a track from his first album, and it's called Wiser Man. I thought with all the talk of academia that it would be a great one to go with. So here's Ian Kelly.
Thank you very much for coming on The Moving Thoughts.
Thank you, Mike. Great show.
All right, thank you.
Bills are stacking, money slacking, I'm poor. I can't take it anymore. I can't see an end to this. Pills and moon as my baby slamming the door. She can't take it anymore. She is leaving with the kids. I used to have ideas and my head above the water, but now it just appears that the rainstorm has overdrawn the river. Optimism, the credit prison is full. Now that I am strong, I'm scaring you.